Participated in Friday prayers in Christchurch, New Zealand, 1 week after a gunman killed 50 people at two mosques. Reuters' Eve Johnson reports.
It was broadcast live on national television. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern gave a brief speech quoting the Prophet Muhammad.
When any part of the body suffers, the whole body feels pain. New Zealand mourns with you. We are one.
An imam from the Al Noor Mosque also delivered an emotional tribute to New Zealand.
We are broken-hearted, but we are not broken. We are alive. We are together. We are determined to not let anyone divide us.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. North Korea abruptly withdrew its staff from a liaison office with South Korea on Friday, which will likely put a damper on ties between the countries and further complicate global diplomacy on the North's nuclear program. This comes 1 week after its vice foreign minister threatened to pull out of nuclear negotiations with the U.S., citing a lack of America's steps to match disarmament measures it took last year. Two American service members and an Afghan partner were killed in a joint counter-Taliban operation in northern Afghanistan Friday. The insurgent group said the raid took place in a Taliban-held area around the capital city. This brings the number of U.S. military personnel killed in Afghanistan this year to four. A series of airstrikes late Thursday followed nearly 2 days of clearing operations in the northeastern town of Baghouz, where hundreds of Islamic State fighters surrendered earlier this week to U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. Despite the bombardments, the U.S.-led coalition said IS was putting up a hard fight. This is VOA News. President Trump surprised the international community with his announcement that the U.S. will recognize Israeli control over the disputed Golan Heights. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's a major shift in U.S. policy over strategic land captured from Syria during the 1967 war. And it was announced by a tweet during the Jewish holiday of Purim.
I've been thinking about doing it for a long time. It's been a very hard decision for every president.
But he was asked on Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria if this was a move to help Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's seeking re-election next month.
I don't know if he's doing great right now, but I hear he's doing okay. But I would imagine the other side, whoever's against him, is also in favor of what I just did.
Syria is demanding the return of the disputed land, but Netanyahu alleges that Iran views Syria as a platform to destroy Israel. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump's abrupt announcement was likely to cloud Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's 2-day visit to Lebanon, where he's meeting with top officials, including some who are aligned with the Iran and Syria-allied militant Hezbollah group. Today, he said Hezbollah's destabilizing activities hurt Lebanon and its people.
Frankly, Lebanon and the Lebanese people face a choice. Bravely move forward as an independent and proud nation, or allow the dark ambitions of Iran and Hezbollah to dictate your future.
This is the last leg of a Mideast tour that took Pompeo to Kuwait and Israel. Indonesia's flag carrier has told Boeing it wants to cancel a nearly $5 billion order for its 737 MAX 8s. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
PT Garuda Indonesia had ordered 50 of the MAX 8 jets, but had taken delivery on just one so far. Garuda says passengers have lost trust and confidence in the plane following the October crash of a Lion Air jet and the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines flight earlier this month. Both crashes happened shortly after takeoff, and investigators have cited similarities. Garuda says it will consider switching to another Boeing model, but a spokesman says passengers are afraid to fly any MAX, whether it's the 8, 9, or 10 series. I'm Ben Thomas.
Facebook says it had stored millions of user passwords in plain text for years. The disclosure comes after a security researcher posted about the issue online. Cybersecurity expert Adam Levin suggests users change their passwords.
It's not the end of the world to change a password to enable two-factor authentication. And yes, you have a right to be annoyed. But at the end of the day, the ultimate guardian of the consumer is, has always been, and will always be, the consumer.
The social network says there is no evidence employees had abused access to this data, and the passwords were stored on internal company servers. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.